Good evening and welcome to As the Worm Turns. You are tuned in to KVNF's live call-in gardening show. I'm your host, Jill Spears. It's Pledge Drive Edition, and I have my friends here. Of course, it's our favorite gardener, Lance Swigert. How are you, Lance?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. Yeah. And Jer Lowe from Earth Friendly Supply. Good evening,
How are we doing out there?
Doing good. And I want to thank Jeff, our engineer, who has been here. We're going on our fifth season of live call-in show
nice.
For As the Worm Turns.
Didn't realize it'd been that long.
Yep. Summer number five. And thank you, Jeff, for being here every Tuesday for us. And thanks to all of our listeners, because
that's
I know...
Right. We wouldn't be here if we didn't have the drive behind the show. So.
That's exactly right.
And always remember, time flies whether you're having fun or not.
That's right.
We might as well be having fun.
It's been super fun, I think, for all of us here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And really appreciate all of our loyal listeners. And tonight is one of those nights you can step up and make a phone call and ask a question, but certainly show your support and keep this show going, because that's what it's about. Sustainability.
That's right.
And keep it growing. Let it grow. KVNF.
Give us a call. 527-4868, 866-586-3669, or 866-KVNF-NOW.
Yeah, that rings music to my ears.
There
that
you
just
go.
Fits a little bit better on my brain.
Or you can go to kvnf.org. Give us a pledge.
Always. Yeah, and we've got some great premiums here. Just real quick, we've got a great postcard set. Lance, can you speak to this? Because these are great photos of your garden from your friend and neighbor.
This is Susie Smith, and we still have postcards here. And she spent 2 years of Mondays coming to my garden and taking photographs. And so these are the postcards that she selected out of those.
Okay, so that is available
nice.
For a pledge. And then we have some more premiums, Jer. You've got some good stuff from up at the shop, Earth Friendly.
Yeah, we got some good stuff. I got a bottle of this. It's for pest and disease control. It's called Green Cleaner. It's an organic pest control and fungus control. And this bottle retails for $180 for a quart.
Well, I think $100 pledged.
I was going to say, why don't you just give us $100? You just saved $80. Bam.
And you supported KVNF.
That's right.
Your community radio station.
And then we also have a great book here called Gardening Indoors with Soil and Hydroponics by George F. Van Patten. 384 full-color pages. It's a nice book, nice introduction to gardening. If you're starting off your seeds indoors, stuff like that, it's a great book for that.
Okay, I think that's our $50 pledge right there.
Yeah, so. This has got a retail value, $25, so yeah.
Yeah, well, $25 for the book,
$25. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's what we got. And
then, of course, for new members, as always, we have the North American Maria Toon Biodynamic Calendar for 2018.
Okay, new member.
So we have three of those. So we're looking for three new members to call up and get that calendar.
Yep, that's what we're want to do here.
This is the famous calendar. Everybody mm-hmm. wants it.
Yep, and growing the membership. And we hear from people from all over the place, mm-hmm. don't we, Lance?
Like, oh, yeah.
Redvale and
Nucla. Monticello.
Mm-hmm. Monticello. We've got some loyal listeners out there.
San Clemente.
Gateway.
Yeah, Gateway. We had a good listener in Gateway. Yeah, super. And, okay, 527-4868, 1-866-KVNF now. All right, what do you got going there, Jeff?
Oh, this is just for a pledge.
Oh, any pledge? Mm-hmm. Any pledge for the postcards. Yep, beautiful postcards. And thank you, Susie. Susie sat in with us before. And okay, one of the things you can do is call in on this show with questions, 527-4868, 1-866-KVNF now. Do that and give us a pledge. You can also email us at worm@kvnf.org. And we do have an email question, a couple of them this week. Okay, so it is James in Montrose. He's building a greenhouse along the south wall of his garage. It's quarter-round shape. He's doing a repurposed trampoline frame.
Nice.
And he wants to know, what material do you recommend for the covering? 3, 4, 6 millimeter plastic of some type? I think mil is millimeter. But
well, it's, called, it's actually mil. It's not millimeter.
Mil. Okay.
It's mil.
A mil is a tenth of a millimeter.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 3/4 mil plastic. And he wants something that's going to last more than one season. What do you guys think?
Well, we sell about 30 different greenhouse coverings up at Earth Friendly Supply. And 6 mil, 4 year film is pretty your typical greenhouse film. And that comes in a variety of, there's a white, you know, for diffusing the light. There's a clear that reduces infrared and reduces condensation. So there's a lot of options there. And then there's 8 mil and 12 mil reinforced and 10 mil reinforced.
Oh,
and there's Solex and there's polycarb and there's all that. So
he's got a little trampoline. Do you think it depends on what he's growing under there?
It would, and how year round he wants it. If he just wants it as a temporary like cold frame starter house, or if he actually wants to make a greenhouse, you know.
So he has to decide what he's going to be using it for, and then go. That will give him the type of plastic he needs, or covering, I should say.
He can come up and see us at Earth Friendly Supply.
Yeah, I like that white fabric thing.
We do shade cloth. We have a whole. Of course, we sell a lot of greenhouses, so we have all the different textiles that are for greenhouses. Mm-hmm. But we custom design them, and the main difference between a cold frame is a passive type situation, and a greenhouse is an active type situation with active cooling and heating.
Okay.
So those would be your difference. So if he wants a greenhouse, he's going to be looking at fans and heating and cooling. And if he just wants a cold frame out there to get his starts done, well, then we can just hook him up with some simple 6 mil plastic and maybe some shade cloth after that. So.
Yeah.
Super. Thanks for explaining that. Mm-hmm. Learned something new.
I didn't know there was that many different types of coverings.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
I've got easily 30 different types.
Has that kind of exploded in the last few years, Jer?
Yeah. I mean, I sell a lot of greenhouses, you know.
Mm-hmm. Just the variety of coverings and...
Yeah, we custom design them, kits, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So.
All right. 527-486-8166, KVNF Now. We'd love to have a pledge of support for As the Worm Turns and KVNF in our spring pledge drive. Coming to you every Tuesday night.
Every Tuesday.
That's right.
We're here.
You're on now, aren't you, Lance?
Give us a call if you have a question, too.
Yeah, questions are good.
We'll still take your call. You don't have to make a pledge, but we sure would appreciate one.
What's the other question? Yeah, it's about wild stuff growing in the North Fork, and this would be asparagus. And with all the varieties of fruit historically grown in the North Fork, why are apricots the only wild trees seen along the ditch banks? What do you got?
Squirrels love apricots.
Right.
Apricot pits.
Right.
And they'll bury every last one of them.
Yeah.
And they don't always find them during the wintertime. So they'll eat peach pits and cherry pits, but they really like apricots.
Yeah.
And it's really quite simple.
And they're not the only ones. We've got wild cherry trees, wild apple trees, wild plums are everywhere.
Yeah, they are here. But it's the apricot tree you see the most.
Yeah, they are pretty prolific.
There are a few cherries I've seen. Mm-hmm. Apples are just because of apple drop there, and I've seen them on ditch banks.
Or a bird.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah. The critters carrying them around.
Cherry trees are interesting that they actually don't know where the center of diversity, where they actually came from, because they were so easily disseminated by birds.
Right.
Because birds ate them and flew.
Everywhere.
So they just didn't know exactly where the cherries
come from. Yeah.
Interesting.
They figured the peaches come from China.
Peaches or Middle East. Iraq and Iran.
Or Middle East, yep.
Persian.
Oh, Persian. Really?
Yep. Yeah.
All right. We're excited about the fruit season. I know I am. Anticipation.
Well, I'm excited. I hope we get one.
Yeah, exactly.
I've already got stuff starting to pop. I saw there were some cherries popping down here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We still have some cold weather left, I'm afraid. So.
Yeah, going to be watching the weather.
We need some more water, though.
We need water, and let's talk about that in a minute, because we need a pledge. Somebody's going to get the ball rolling here, kick us off.
Ding, ding. Give us a buzz. 527-486-8 866-KVNF now.
And I'll jump in to say thanks to Michelle and Tom, who did call from Hotchkiss with a pledge.
Awesome. Oh, so, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
They've got the ball rolling.
Great.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Great to hear.
Well, okay. Let's get some new listeners or new members to call in and get this biodynamic calendar. You know, if you're new to the Valley, this is the hot thing.
Yeah, and I'd love to hear someone new to the Valley because we know they're all around us.
We do.
And we know they're farming and gardening out there.
We know they
and,
came here to garden.
That's exactly right, Jer.
That's right.
That's why we're all here, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, 527-486-8-1866, KVNF now. Another thing that you can find along the ditches is asparagus, but you got that going in your garden now, Lance?
Oh, well, I dug that trench. I was going to transplant it, and I dug the trench, and I got enough time, and I dug up the volunteers throughout my garden and put them in that trench. And I only covered them. What you do when you plant them in a trench like that is you cover them, and then you wait till they start growing. And when they get about 6 inches tall, you put another that much, you know, 2-3 more inches of soil in there.
These were fresh crowns you're dealing with?
Fresh crowns, right. Some of them are already starting to grow.
That you ordered, I mean?
No.
These
are ones that you're moving around?
Yeah, moving around. Wild ones and volunteers and stuff I actually dug out of a vineyard on Garvin Mesa.
Sweet.
So these are wild ones.
Nice. That's good.
And stuff. And so it will take all this entire summer before that trench is filled.
So, Lance, you're mostly around here, they grow around ditches. I know that's where they are around my property. So do you put them back on like a ditch situation then?
Yeah. Is that your trench? Is that?
No, I run sprinklers.
You run sprinklers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So they'll be watered. They were always watered in the beginning. You know, and this is just wild stuff that I had dug up over the years.
But they take a good amount of water here in the spring, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The more you water them, the better
they're prolific they get.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and they do like nitrogen.
They do.
Yeah. So before I put more dirt on it, I will put a layer of horse manure or something like that in
there. Something like that. Okay.
And then I'll cover it with dirt.
Because I've got a bunch of wild growing in various spots out on my property, and I'd like to cultivate some of it. So I can go lift those crowns and,
and perfect time.
Relocate them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can do that right now. And I put a little kelp on them or something for the transplant. You know.
Yep. Right.
Yeah. Let me give the phone numbers while you're talking. 527-486-8-1866, KVNF now, because we're getting back into that season where you spray with kelp. And so what is that concoction? Because as Jer said, we still got some cold weather coming up and things are starting to pop.
It's dissolvable. It dissolves in water.
Soluble.
Soluble. Okay. Mm-hmm. Good. And I use a teaspoon to the gallon.
Yep.
And I'll spray it. If it feels like it's going to be really cold, I will spray that evening.
Yeah.
And it helps.
It definitely helps.
It's a vitamin, like people taking vitamins under stress.
Right.
You know?
A little extra vitamin C.
Yeah. And then I will come back after the frost and do it again.
Yeah.
And you have to do this. Of course, if it's going to freeze, it's cool. But those cells that absorb that are only open when it's cool. After 60 or 65 degrees are up. The cells close
off, right?
Yeah, so you have to do it in the cool part of the day, but of course you're doing it in the evening, and it's going to freeze. It's probably in the 40s already.
Right.
Okay, evening, and then again.
And then a day after those series of frosts. Usually, it's one day is really hard, then you got maybe the next day it's a little not so bad and stuff like that.
Right.
So yeah, we have a couple of different soluble kelps up there. So we've got the Acadian, and then we've got an even more micronized version that's pretty high quality. That's kind of our own thing. And then, so one of them's a 14. It's a 1114. The other one's a 1117.
What's that?
That's your formula? NPK.
Nitrogen.
Nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. So they're high in potassium. Which do you, because we got the same stuff, teaspoon per gallon.
I think it's Acadian.
The Acadian you like the most. Yeah, that's the 17. So it's that high potassium that must have something to do with it there.
Yeah. All right. Good. Thanks for that information. I had people ask me about that. So 527-4868, 1-866-KVNF now. It's our spring pledge drive here at KVNF, and we want to grow our membership and keep KVNF sustainable and alive and thriving, and we need your pledge to do that. So
give us a call. We got some great premiums for you.
Great premiums, and we know you're out there, and we so much appreciate you listening and participating in the show. I think that's the funnest thing is having people call and ask their questions. And
give us a call. Ask us a question about your garden. It's the
there you go.
It's the time. Spring is here. Spring has sprung.
Spring has sprung. 527-4868, 1-866, KVNF now. You know, Lance, we had a caller a couple weeks ago, Emily in Montrose, that was talking about her raspberries and wood chips.
Yeah.
And you wanted to
I just want to make some further comment on that. And she was saying something was eating the raspberries. And the more I thought about it, and she didn't know what, and she saw the grasshoppers. And grasshoppers do like raspberries, but I was thinking it's a pack rat. She's never seen – she's otherwise known as a bushy-tailed wood squirrel.
Yes.
And they're nocturnal.
Saw my first one just last week.
Mm-hmm.
We were we're redoing an old greenhouse up on the property that, you know, has been there for years, this pit greenhouse, sweet old thing. It's got to be older than I am. And so we're redoing it, and we had to deal with one of these – bushy-tailed wood rats. They are crazy looking.
And how'd you know, JR? How did you discover that that's what was going on?
Well, you got in
nocturnal.
The nest.
Yeah.
Hello.
You don't see those guys.
No, I'd never seen one before. It was crazy.
And
I'd knew that they were hiding the cactus. They collect cactus.
Yep.
And
that's why we call them pack rats, but they're not a rat.
Right.
No. They're bushy-tailed.
They're more of a squirrel.
Yeah, they have a short, stubby tail, but it's hairy.
It's hairy. It's a hairy tail.
Yeah, it doesn't have
this
a rat
one was
tail.
Long.
Yeah.
But it was hairy,
Yeah. And
it looked kind of like a cross between a squirrel and a rat. It was weird looking.
And
craziest thing I've ever seen.
And the easiest way, most people like to put peanut butter in their traps if you want to trap it. Kale works really good.
Does
kale?
It?
They
really?
Love kale. Anything green like that, but I found that out. One was in my trailer, and I noticed that my ornamental kale outside the little flower bed outside the trailer was getting eaten. I picked that stuff, put it in the trap, and I had that thing the next night.
Nice.
So
good to know.
Yeah, it's not peanut butter. You can put peanut butter, but it really is the kale that they're going to go after.
Very good to know.
And so that's the one thing about that's possibly eating those raspberries. And I just wanted to say about wood chips, they're good for pathways, parking, and maybe mulching in dry areas or perennial shrubs or trees.
Right.
Keep them out of your vegetable or flower gardens.
Absolutely.
They're
nitrogen stealers.
Yeah. Wood chips are one part nitrogen to 400 parts carbon.
Right.
And your common compost pile that you want to make is one part nitrogen to two parts.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're going to tie up so much nitrogen that it really is detrimental.
It robs your garden of all the nitrogen. Wood chips are not good for your garden.
Yeah, especially annual gardens. Mm-hmm. Don't use wood chips.
No, and they're really good for pest and disease.
Over transmitting?
Yeah, for harboring them. Yeah, so.
And they take a minimum. If it's say you're going to have a part of the garden that's not going to be used for your long-range plants is in 5 years, if you want to cover that with wood chips and sort of water it now and then, it will break down.
Or we have a lot of high nitrogen products like some feather meal or some blood meal.
You can throw
something.
That kind of stuff on
throw
there.
That on the wood chips and it'll start composting,
All right. Be careful of wood chips. That's good advice, too, as we get through mud season here. Hey, Jeff.
I'm going to jump in to say thanks a lot to Charles from Montrose, who pledged on the web.
All right,
thanks, Charles.
Thank you.
And he's a new member. So
okay, new
we
member.
Should get him signed up for one of those calendars,
right? That's
right.
Perfect.
We should.
All right.
We'll make sure that happens.
Great.
Thanks, Charles.
Thanks, Charles.
To hear from you. And thanks to Mary and John in there answering the phones for us and give them a little flurry of activity here.
Indeed.
527-4868, 1-866, KVNF.
Meow.
Meow or now?
Now.
All right, you've got some stuff up in the garden. I mean, you are really, you got it measured out, you got stuff up, you're planting stuff. What?
Yeah, the garden is all measured out, so I know where pretty much everything's going, and that's always subject to change. But I know where the corn's going, I know where the dry beans are going. the beds, the planting of the beds will be different.
Right.
We'll see. The spring grains I planted, the emmers up. Now, for whatever reasons, the birds really like that emmer, which is early spring wheat, an ancient, and so we'll see how thick that is.
Right.
But they didn't touch the Sonoran white wheat.
Mm. Oh, really?
Interesting.
So the Sonoran white wheat looks really good.
Taste.
And
might be bitter.
Well, I bet you what it was there was some stubble in there where the emmer was, because it sort of, somebody said I could plant it for a winter grain, and it most of it winter killed. Well, those birds had a little bit of cover.
Right.
And so they sort of hide when they were eating, where the Sonoran white wheat was wide open, you know. And I have magpies building a nest in the mulberry tree, so the magpies don't like birds in their space.
No.
They couldn't see those little guys, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
And then let's see, the lettuce is up, Mizuma's up.
Mizuma is?
Japanese mustard.
Oh, Japanese mustard. Okay.
Yeah. And
your garlic, what's the garlic required?
Oh, the spring garlic.
Our garlic's up.
Yeah.
We got
4,000 head up.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all up. It's too warm right now. But
Garlic's like, something you need to worry
about. Some of them are pushing 6 inches.
Whoa. Well, no, I don't have that. But you got a good south face, don't you? Or is it a west?
No, that's a pretty good south face there.
Yeah.
I mean, it slopes to the north, but it's very gentle, and the field is good, full sun.
Yeah, it's things come up early on that south face.
I think people should start looking in their linen closets and getting out the old sheets.
Well, I got a whole shed full of that stuff.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. We're going to have some tenuous times here.
Garlic's pretty hardy.
Garlic's fine, but I'll cover the spinach, the lettuce, the greens.
You will.
And I did plant peas, which is really early for me, but I have enough tarps that I'll cover them if it gets really cold.
I noticed our blackberries started budding and then froze the little buds off.
Ooh, really?
They should recover.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
They'll be fine.
Yeah, those are pretty awesome blackberries. Mm-hmm. What is this, their fourth year maybe?
Third
year. Whoa. Yeah. Can't wait to see what fruit those produce.
They should be awesome because
amazing.
Now we have deer and elk fencing and some game
save
changer.
Some berries, yeah.
Yeah.
game changer.
I'm ecstatic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, 527-4868-1866, KVNF now. Yes, we do still have time.
That's right.
To take your call and your pledge.
Mm-hmm. Give us a call, ask a question, give us a pledge. We still got some calendars left. Mm-hmm. The 2018 Magic Biodynamic Calendar.
And the postcards, and Jer, that one premium, because that could really help us, is the green.
Yeah, so Green Cleaner is a organic mite and, fungal control, and it's pretty, pretty pricey. This quart would retail for, MSRP is $180. We sell it for less than that, obviously, but, give us a $100 pledge on it, and we'll be happy.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that like a teaspoon of the gallon? Because it's a concentrate.
It's a concentrate. Mm-hmm. It's actually ounce to the gallon, half an ounce to an ounce.
Okay.
To the
and
gallon. That will go a long ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, for killing little bugs and mites and things, right?
Yep,
kind of like a spray.
Yeah.
Anybody can use
it. It would also be a good dormant spray. It's kind of a lot like a dormant spray, too.
Dormant spray being...
You do an oil on a lot of fruit trees and stuff.
Yeah.
Keeps bugs from burrowing and...
Oh,
yeah. The dormant oil spray generally doesn't. Sometimes some people mix it with lime. Is that right?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. But it's
mainly
used... You're
talking like a Bordeaux blend is what you're talking about?
Yeah. But the dormant oil is used for... the scales and aphids that have wintered over on or in the bark.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay. And this what it does is
it suffocates
them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that does.
Yeah. Well, great product there. Anybody could use that right now.
That's right. And we have this beautiful full color book, Gardening Indoors with Soil and Hydroponics by George F. M. Patton. Give us it doesn't have to be a $50 pledge. Give me a $30 pledge for this book.
Okay, come on, baby.
Great book.
527-4868-1866, KVNF now. Lance, we want to mention seed saving because we've been talking about seeds for the last few weeks, and you've got some seed crop planted, and what do you have going on there?
Let's see. What did I plant? I planted German Lutz beets from last year, stored them, and then I planted the Scarlet Keeper carrots. And then I planted Southport Red Globe onions. Mm. And these will all be seed crops. I will not be harvesting them for anything except for seed. And then
You say the onions, so you're planting onion seed?
No, I planted onions.
You planted actual onion?
Yeah, they're biennials, and this is their second year.
Okay, gotcha.
These are a year to go.
And what I've done is I have not selected, but I look at the shape and the color, because it's supposed to be Southport Red Globe.
Right.
And I look for the characteristics of that onion. I don't planting skinny, long onions. I'm planting the actual onion that has the best shape and shoulders with a narrow neck for storage.
Okay. So you're planting like a whole onion bulb?
I planted a whole onion.
Okay.
Yep.
And you're going to let that go to seed,
yep,
and gather the seed, and then ideally you're doing selection there?
Yeah.
By trying to get the roundest. Mm-hmm.
There is even one of the onions in the storage thing of this basket that actually started growing. I did not plant it because it didn't store long enough.
There you
sure.
go.
Yeah, so, you're picking those qualities. Yeah,
yeah, nice.
You know.
Yeah, that's a great thing about seed saving.
And even though I could have planted it, but I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
You know, those kind of things.
Good to know.
Yeah. And then I planted the Oregon Giant Snow Pea.
Okay.
You're not going to get information like that anywhere else.
No, you're not.
Come on, give us a call. 527-4868-866 KVNF Now. We got Lance giving us the info on how to select onions for the future.
Yep.
Come on, give us
a
call.
Yeah, so much that you learn on this show. I learn, and I know I learn from not only you, Lance, and our special guests and Lulu, but also from our callers.
Yeah.
That's just the most fun piece of it. I want to remind people about the seed saving event in Hotchkiss this Friday and Saturday. It's at Memorial Hall, starting on Friday at 5:00. Lance, is the seed swap?
Seed swap is 5:30, mm-hmm, and then a potluck.
Okay, and Saturday is the seed saving in a day, and that is brought to you by the Learning Council, Slow Food, Western Slope, Rocky Mountain Seed Alliance,
and Voga.
And Voga. So there might be a couple places still left. And
And if you go to the Voga website, there is some scholarship money, from what I understand.
Okay, so you can get that at a
And there is a panel discussion on Friday evening also.
Oh, and you're part of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, 527-4868-1866 KVNF Now. You can call now, and we've got the women from one or two women's perspective coming up next, so you can keep those phones ringing. We sure appreciate your support in KVNF Spring Pledge Drive. Keep it growing. Keep it sustainable.
Thanks for
Thanks,
your support.
Thanks, Worms.
Yeah. Have a good evening.
Thank you. See you next week.
Thanks to Michelle and Tom and Charles, who called in pledges during As the Worm Turns. I gotta get that I love so. The whole little low and low.